Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a crash on a causeway, got the southbound causeway closed for now, probably until about 8 o'clock, but we'll let you know if anything changes. Ian Ozan joins us now. Seems, Ian Ozan, like just yesterday, it was hot and humid in August, and we were talking about prep football, and here we are, all of a sudden, December 5th, knocking on the door.
Yeah, we're the penultimate week of the season, week 14 of 15. The state championships are next week. And it seems as if the playoffs are dominated by teams from the New Orleans metro area, the Baton Rouge metro, and from the Monroe area. So there's a chance that we could have, we will more than likely have an all-Monroe final in one of the games next week, two of the games, an opportunity, if all goes well tonight, to have an all-New Orleans Metro matchup.
Tell me what you're watching.
So we're going to be watching those two New Orleans Metro possibilities. Edna Carr hosting Catholic of Baton Rouge tonight. These are two teams who met in the playoffs last year. Edna Carr got the victory and then went on to win a state championship. In the bottom half of the bracket, St. Aug takes on John Curtis in a rematch of a game from only about 4 or 5 weeks ago. Where St. Aug won and won big, took advantage of John Curtis's miscues and turnovers. St. Aug, though, was hosting this game at Tad Gormley Stadium. John Curtis hosted the regular season matchup. So the winner of that game gives us a New Orleans team in the final. If Edna Carr handles business, if they're able to beat Catholic tonight, we're going to have an All-Catholic League final next Saturday afternoon at 3:30 right here on WWL.
Wow, that'd be something. Tell me about the other games you're watching.
Other games are we're going to be keeping track of tonight. Archbishop Shaw, the 7 seed, they didn't have a great regular season this year. Archbishop Shaw started off losing 2 of their first 3 games, went on a 5-game win streak, and then lost their final 2 to end the season at 6-4. But something about the Eagles, when they get into the playoffs, they get into another drive.
Yep.
And they have been unstoppable all throughout the playoffs. This week, they go to Houma to play Vanderbilt Catholic. St. Charles, in the top half of that bracket, the number 1 seed, had a wonderful regular season, and they've rolled through the playoffs. They get U High tonight, a U High team that's looking for a little bit of revenge from last year, not necessarily against St. Charles, but against the LHSAA. They qualified for the playoffs last year. The LHSAA learned they used an ineligible player, kicked them out of the playoffs. U High sued, lost the lawsuit, but they still think they were jobbed last year, and now they're trying to get to the state finals and say, hey, we did nothing wrong, and we're just as good as you thought we were last year.
So, my Shaw Eagles, if they win tonight, they go to the Dome next week?
If they win tonight, they return to the Dome for a second straight year. They'll defend their state championship against the winner of St. Charles U High. And if Shaw and St. Charles wins, then next Friday night, we have an all-New Orleans Metro matchup, St. Charles Parish against Jefferson Parish.
So, when it comes to surprises this season, what has been your biggest surprise and what has been some of the disappointments to you?
I think the biggest surprise, not from the New Orleans area, but one of those teams from the Monroe area we talked about, Union Parish. This is a team that's familiar with making deep playoff runs, but at the start of the year, we didn't think that would happen. They lost their first 3 games. Going into the final 3 weeks, they were 3-4. And they wound up getting waxed in their season finale, 42-7. They come in as a double-digit seed, and they knocked out the number 3 seed in their division, in Division 3 non-select. They knocked out the number 1 seed, or number 3 seed, Erath, And they have not been touched. Nobody's come close to beating them yet in the playoffs. Here they are in the semifinals. Union Parish, Coach Spadafore has done a great job of getting this team to play their best at the right time. They're peaking at the right time. I think maybe the biggest disappointment this season is we didn't see as many Catholic teams progress out of the first two rounds of the playoffs and run. I thought just based on how strong the division was or how strong the district was, you would have more than the four teams that we saw in the quarterfinals. I thought you might have been able to get a fifth or a sixth team in there. The seedings didn't work out. In fact, you had a couple Catholic League matchups early in the playoffs, so that kind of took that opportunity away, but still a wonderful year for the Catholic League. Maybe the biggest surprise of all actually came down yesterday with the LHSA announcing the new districts. Warren Easton got its wish. It got moved to the Jefferson Parish District out of the Catholic League. Mm-hmm. Chalmette didn't get its wish. Mm-hmm. It's playing in the Catholic League next year with the Etna Cars, the St. Augs, the John Curtises. So Chalmette just went from a good district to arguably the toughest district in the state of Louisiana.
And that was based on the attendance at the school, the registration?
Based on attendance. They were 5A already. But based on how the LHSA draws the maps to keep the teams grouped, because a few teams moved up in 5A in the New Orleans Metro, Chalmette got moved out of the North Shore District and put in the Catholic League. Chalmette appealed. They said, we don't want to go there. We want to stay where we are. Edna Carr and Warren Easton both appealed because they were moved from the Catholic League to make room for Chalmette and put in the Jefferson League. Mm-hmm. Edna Carr said, we don't want to play there because they're going to kill our strength of schedule. So the LHSAA went back and said, all right, Edna Carr, we'll give you what you want. We'll keep you in the Catholic League. Warren Easton will give you what you want. We'll put you in the Jefferson League. Chalmette, no dice. We're sorry. You're stuck.
Confused, perhaps, but listen tonight.
But you won't be after the next episode of Soap.
No, and you won't be after the next episode of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, which happens tonight.
Correct. 7 o'clock. We'll be live in studio. The weather will prevent us from going to any of the game sites, but we have correspondents at the Shaw game, correspondents at the St. Aug game, the St. Aug John Curtis game, at Etna Carr. The St. Charles game will have somebody there as well. Plus, we have a couple other people scattered around the state tonight. So we'll have all the updates. We'll have the scores as they come in. And next week, we will be live in the Superdome Friday night as well as all day Saturday.
Shaw plays in Houma?
Correct. They're playing at Vanderbilt Catholic.
All right. Thank you, Ian Ozan. We'll be listening tonight, 7:21. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.